Greg wins the second seat on the Haynesboro Assembly, and the Assembly shelves the minor offenses ordinance until April. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Jillian Rogers. Those stories and more up next. Tresham Gregg defeated Jerry Lott by 12 votes for the second seat on the Haynesboro Assembly at the election canvas meeting on Tuesday night. Mayor Jan Hill counted 25 total additional votes at the special meeting, 4 absentee that came by mail, 9 absentee that were faxed in, and 12 questioned or uncounted votes. Gregg and Lapp were tied with 411 votes after last week's municipal election. Margaret Friedenauer handily won the first seat. The final count is Friedenauer, 649, Gregg, 430, and Lapp, 418. Gregg says he's excited and a little frightened at the prospect of serving on the Assembly. When asked what he's looking forward to the most, Gregg didn't hesitate.
Mobilizing the community to step to the plate and get some things done that we really want to see happen here.
The final count for the uncontested Haynes School Board election was Inez Gross, 662, Mike Wilson, 593, and Sarah Chapel, 574. That means Gross and Wilson will take 2 3-year term seats, and Chapel will get the 2-year term seat. Voter turnout this year was 36%. The election will be certified at the next assembly meeting on October 27th when new members are sworn in. The Haynesboro Assembly on Tuesday elected to put off voting on the controversial minor offenses ordinance until the spring. A committee that would include community members is set to be formed in the coming weeks to offer citizen recommendations to the Assembly. It only took 650 signatures and a regular parade of opposition to change the Assembly's mind on this minor offenses ordinance. Those signatures were inked on a petition asking the Assembly to reconsider its September 22nd vote to adopt it. And they were collected within the span of just 2 weeks. Mike Danker was one of several locals leading the charge against the ordinance. He said the arguments against the list of 200 violations were many.
Those arguments are both legal and political. I think you all have a tremendous opportunity tonight. We have 650 signatures of Haynes residents who normally don't see eye to eye on a lot of issues. And these people are all walking the same way. Now, how often do we have that in this community? We don't.
Questions around the legality of the Assembly and Mayor's actions on September 22nd and the lack of information forwarded from committees to the Assembly catapulted a group of outraged citizens into a full-on coalition. Brenda Josephson said collecting the names against the order was easy.
It was easy because Haynes citizens were concerned enough to step outside of the comfort zone and speak out and sign their names on a petition asking their representatives to respect the public process and their rights promised during consolidation.
Ron Jackson, who voted down the motion to adopt the ordinance at the last meeting, got the ball rolling on the reconsideration Tuesday night.
650 people signed this huge document that's almost as many people that voted in an election here just recently. The way I see it, there's two things that can change this. And one is there's two people that can vote to reconsider, or as someone mentioned, the mayor can veto. I guess I would ask if anybody would want to do that at this point.
Dave Barry also asked those who voted in favor of adopting the ordinance to reconsider. Joanne Waterman spoke up after a few tense seconds.
I guess I can honestly say that my resistance until now has been due to my belief in not giving in to name calling and threats and bullying due to what I feel, I guess, is misinformation that has happened through this process. So, you know, I challenge the people that have made these public statements, come on, step up now. And you need to live up to your words of wanting to fix this ordinance and continue work.
Several members of the public who were most outspoken about the ordinance did step up at the end of the meeting to volunteer. Mike Case and Diana Lapham, who voted in favor of the ordinance a couple weeks ago, agreed that the list of violations needs to be altered. Here's Lapham.
At this moment in time, with 650 signatures on here, it isn't good for the community. It needs to come back. And we will approach it in a different venue.
The motion to reconsider passed unanimously, and so began a conversation of what that would entail. The original motion to adopt the ordinance was eventually back on the table, but this time with an amendment that the Assembly would revisit it in April 2016, after it had gone back to the various committees for review. Once it became clear, however, that even though the addition was made, the Assembly was still voting to adopt the minor offenses ordinance, they called the whole thing off. Waterman made a motion to postpone the adoption of the ordinance until April 26, and it passed unanimously. Case then proposed the development of a 7-person, community-driven ad hoc committee to examine the ordinance and make recommendations to the Assembly. It also passed, with the amendment to make sure the ordinance is scrutinized in its entirety. At the end of the Assembly meeting, community members thanked the Assembly for their reconsideration. Over the coming weeks and months, the ordinance will once again make the rounds, but this time, locals will have some input. An overflowing kindergarten class prompted Haines School to move 5 kindergartners into the first grade classroom. That brings the kindergarten classroom to 18 students and the combined class to 20. Sophia Armstrong is teaching that combined class. KHNS's Emily Files has more.
What do you guys think about first grade?
It's great! I love it! And it's easy!
A few enthusiastic first graders are finishing up some homework on a recent Friday.
Nose, eye, L, S, T, and we learn all these letters this day.
When I say go, you're going to start quietly cleaning up.
Sophia Armstrong has taught elementary school for 10 years and Haines for 5. When she first saw the 23-student kindergarten class this year,
I looked at that and I went, this is impossible to teach and to do a good job.
Armstrong looked at her classroom of 15 first graders and she had an idea. She talked to the kindergarten teacher, Sue Ackerman, who is new to Haines School this year.
I said, do you think this would work? And Ms. Ackerman said, I think that I could figure that out. And so I brought it up to administration. They said, yeah, we got to do something because it's just too many kids.
The teachers and administrators observed and assessed which kindergartners seemed like they would do well in a classroom with older kids.
You try to pick out kids that you think would benefit from seeing some harder material and would be able to emotionally sit next to older kids. And so we picked some kids who they can hold their own next to first graders.
They chose 5 kindergartners, got approval from their parents, and moved them into Armstrong's class. She says those kids aren't first graders now. They're still kindergartners. They're learning kindergarten material, like their ABCs, but at a faster pace.
Like in kindergarten, they spend the year learning the alphabet, capital and lowercase, but like they're doing a letter a week. And in first grade, we're learning a letter every other day, sometimes one a day. And so we've learned more than half the alphabet, whereas in kindergarten, they've learned 6 letters.
Armstrong is already individualizing her teaching based on children's abilities and pace. She says it's the same way with the kindergartners. She spends more time with them. And after having them in her class for about 2 weeks, she's seeing results.
Every day I come over and I help this one little boy, and I can see it. He's getting smarter every day, And he's still a little confused sometimes, but he's looking around at his neighbors trying to figure out, okay, what are they doing? What should I be doing? And it's really just melts a teacher's heart to see someone improving that much every single day.
At a school board meeting earlier this month, a parent of one of the kindergartners that was moved said it's been a positive experience for her child. But she did have questions about what happens in a few years. School administrators say once the students get to 3rd or 4th grade, they'll probably be moved back into their grade levels classroom. At that older age, it's okay to have 23 students in one class. The parent at the meeting and some of the school board members wondered how that would feel to those 5 children who were with a higher grade for a few years. Armstrong thinks what they did was the best solution for an overcrowded classroom full of kindergartners.
We'll fix it and we'll cross that bridge when we need to, but right now there was just too many kids. It was a huge problem, and we just need to fix that problem now.
Administrators say they plan to keep a close eye on the students to make sure they're doing well, not just academically, but socially and emotionally. In Haines, I'm Emily Files.
2 Alaska Marine Highway System shore positions in Haines and 1 in Skagway were cut in the most recent round of State Department of Transportation layoffs. That's according to DOT spokesman Jeremy Woodrow. He says DOT eliminated between 20 and 30 shore positions throughout Southeast. Woodrow says the Skagway position and 1 of the Haines positions that was cut are multi-filled jobs. That means they could have consisted of multiple part-time or on-call employees. The other Haynes position was full-time. Woodrow says he couldn't give more specific information on how many people were affected by those cuts or what their job titles were. The reductions to ferry terminal staff are part of DOT's effort to deal with a $34 million budget reduction. For KHNS News, I'm Jillian Rogers. Thanks for joining us this evening. You can listen to and read local news stories on our website at khns.org.